She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Not On Purpose Radio. This is Hearts Exposed Heart. I am your hostess for tonight, Miss LaCrutch Hearts. And I'm super duper excited, as you can tell, because it's been a while. It's been a very, very long while, I should say. And I am so ready. I'm so ready to get back into the groove of things. Fuck. Okay, I had to curse. I had to get it out of my system. But what's up, everyone? Welcome to Not On Purpose Radio. Formerly known as Phone Fantasy Radio, now it's called the Hearts Exposed Heart Network, because in doing the 400 plus episodes many years ago, I've realized everything that I've talked about, everything that I've brought to the forefront, every person that has graced the airwaves with me, or the platform with me, has been somebody that I'm friends with, that I've wholeheartedly put effort into it. We had an amazing run, and right now, I want to do it again. Okay, 2020. It's 2020. This year I'm B40. Excuse me. And since I've last chatted with y'all, I've done some growing, to say the least. I've done some awesome growing. I've found some answers to questions that I've had, and basically, I need to expose my heart to somebody. Anybody, everybody that'll listen and pay me some mind, whether it be live or after the fact. Okay, so first and foremost, let's get this out the way. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm on everything. I'm gonna need y'all to go to the website, heartsexposedheart.com, and follow, like, link, all that. Keep connected, stay connected. What else was I going to say? I got a call-in number, so you're never left out. You can always jump in at any time, 515-602-9725. I'm not used to that number yet. I literally got it like 2 days ago, and I had to call it myself. So, yeah, I'm not used to it yet. Once I'm used to it and I remember it, then I'll be able to, but right now it's 515-602-9725. What the fuck is up with that? It's been a hell of a new year so far for myself. It really has been. But I am so ready. You know, I'm so ready for what may be. You know, I'm so ready about what may be, what is actually out there for me. I'm lying. I'm not ready because I'm like a fucking ball of emotions. My back been bothering. My stomach been bothering. A lot of stuff has been happening. And I swear I'm ready. I know. I'm ready. I really do feel like I'm ready, but that's where we at tonight. That's where we at tonight. But anyway, like I said, the lines are always open for you to jump in and chat with me and just press one. I know you're ready. I'll bring you on. Make sure you have no noise in your background. If you have a fan, turn it off. What else? If you have children, go to the other room. Don't have you on speaker because it's the echo. But if you have me on a speaker, if you're listening through your computer, if, you know, I need you to mute that so I know, like I said, that you're ready to come on. All right? So this is Not On Purpose Radio. I am your hostess, Mr. Crush Hearts. This is adult conversation. Everything and anything under the song, under the sun can be talked about on this platform. It has been. It will be. I'm just letting y'all know in advance. But as I see, I got your caller. Hey, I'm so hyped. Area code 336. What's 336? How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, boo, it's Shante.
I know, man. How are you?
Good.
What's up with you, ma'am?
Nothing. Sitting here enjoying the night.
Enjoying the night?
Yeah.
How are you enjoying the night?
How
are you enjoying the night? I need to get like you. What you
relax
doing?
And laying in my bed, trying not to fall asleep.
Facts. You see, I had to get myself energized. I fell asleep and I got myself banned on Facebook. I had the phone in my hand and I was spamming and my finger slid against it and it said send to like 15 groups. And it was like, no, you can't do that. You're blocked. So I can't post in Facebook groups until March 10th, which is, I think, next week.
Yeah, that's a whole 7-day ban.
I'm a whole 7-day ban from posting in groups. Like, I could post on my page. I could post on my profile. I could post in Messenger, but I can't post in no Facebook groups. Like, ain't that the sweet gee whiz? But it's all good. I got a backup page.
They holding you down.
They're not holding me down. I got a backup page, so y'all still going to see me. But anyway, welcome to my official show. This is your first time tuning in to one of my broadcasts. And you've talked to me live. You've hugged me live. So you already know I'm a ball of what the fuck. And basically, that's not on purpose. That's not on purpose. That's the reason why this show is called Not On Purpose. Because after I do something stupid or I say something stupid or I think about something that's really outrageous, that's my response. It's not on purpose. It just naturally happens. So I'm just a big ball of weird, but not on purpose. And I talk about any and everything. And you know what? You talk about any and everything, which is freaking awesome. And I see somebody else from the 919. So hi, 919. Is that still your area too?
It is, but that's funny.
I know. I'm just saying. It's just shouting out the 919.
Oh.
But anyway, tell people where you're from.
I know
so they know.
Hey, boo.
Oh, hey, boo. Well, that is. But say where you're from so people know, because this won't
North
be your
Carolina.
First or last time calling. You're in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done here. I like North Carolina.
Yeah, you know it's not going to be my last time calling.
All right, not going to be last time calling, so you're going to be a regular. We're going to force you to call in.
Call in, keep me company.
So my show is normally 2 hours long, but today, for the next couple of shows, it's only going to be 90 minutes. And like I said, I talk about any and everything. So for the last couple of days, I've been throwing this out. And last night, early this morning, I did an impromptu show called The Ramblings of Miss Hearts, where I talked about any and everything that was on my mind. Because sometimes you have a moment where things just, like, you may have read something on Facebook, you may have read something in a on your messenger. Somebody might say something that triggered you, and you're opinionated, but you don't want to offend nobody. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to cause anybody any issues, so you keep it to yourself, but then you write it down or you talk to some random person about it. And that's what I do, and that's why I have my little personal blog called The Ramblings of Miss Hearts, because I do that sometimes. And on it, I was talking about things that I don't know if I wrote it or I found it or whatever, but this is something that really hit me, and I made comments on it. And I read it to you earlier, Shante, but I'm going to read it to the peoples because I have another follow-up for it, but I just wanted to throw this out there. This is just something to talk about. Please, I'm not trying to offend nobody. If you don't like what you hear, I encourage you to excuse me, call in, okay? Like, this is an open forum. I don't mute people unless you're rude and you have a bad background, but I really don't mute you. I don't kick you off. I would love to hear your opinion. That's why I got a call-in number. So 515-602-9725. Just press 1, and I'll know that you want to talk live. But let me read what I have written down, and you can let me know what you think. This might be a little deep for people, but let me read it to you. I guess the black community will stay in this current state of brokenness if the idea of a strong and independent black woman in any way offends your black manhood, then you have a problem. If a black woman's ability to strive for greatness in this world by any means necessary makes you feel unwanted and unnecessary, then you are the problem. If being an outspoken black woman with opinion and ideas make you feel disrespected, then you are the problem. Black women shouldn't have to apologize or dumb down their own blackness to make any black man feel comfortable in his own skin. If you do have a problem and feel that these qualities make a black woman masculine and less than a woman, your problem is low self-esteem and self-hatred. That's something you need to do, not us. So that was something that that graced. I know it's love heavy, but Shante, what do you think about that statement? Yep, that's how it works.
I feel like it's loaded, Crush. It's loaded. There's a whole lot in there. A whole lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when you look at it, when you truly look at it, it's different depending on the approach, and I think there are some men who feel like women should always be docile and not voice what they feel.
Mhm.
But I don't know. I think it's a difference between the old way of thinking and the new way that people think.
Right.
So there's a whole lot to it because of the fact that it's like, You can't just put everyone into a square. But
right.
At the same time, there are a lot of black men who do feel like black women should not be as vocal as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, there are also some black women that are very vocal that have no clue as to what the hell they're talking about also.
Well,
I think it depends on it depends on the specific black woman you're talking about, because some of us are strong women who truly don't just sit here and speak out of our asses. We speak from a knowledge standpoint and a wisdom standpoint, and we're not just sitting here sugarcoating stuff. We're going to give it to you real. We're going to give it to you straight, and we're going to tell you how we feel. And
mm-hmm.
if we figure out that we're wrong, we also going to tell you that we're wrong. But there are some women who consider themselves strong who just sit
mm-hmm.
here and be the loudest dog in the kennel, but there's
mm-hmm.
nothing else to back it up.
True that.
So
919. Go ahead.
Oh, I think it's subjective.
It is. And I agree with what you're saying, but I have 919. what's your name and where you're calling from?
This is sweet. I'm just listening to the question. I was listening to Shantae's response, and it tickled me a little bit. Just, but you know, me as a black man, I want you to elaborate on how you feel about this situation a little bit more before I intervene.
Are you talking to me, LaCrush?
Robert, because you posed the question. And by the way, I love your accent. You got to be from New York somewhere. But
I is
Brooklyn.
Stand up.
but definitely, I want you to elaborate on that a little bit more.
Elaborate. Okay, so here's the basis of it. First of all, it's Women's History Month. Let me say that. And in my mind, from March 1st, it has been a black woman's takeover. That's it. I'm letting you know that right now. I am going to be 40 this year. I'm as strong and independent as someone that's 39 can be in my book. I do it by myself. I can lay tile. I can change a light bulb. I can barely cook. I'm letting you know I can't cook. But I wash the clothes. I take out the laundry. I take out the trash. I do it for myself. And from my experience, I'm only speaking from my experience and being strong and being independent, I tend to intimidate some guys, and they let me know that. They voice that opinion to me. The being like they don't want to approach me, or they don't want to talk to me, or if I ask them something, I got to fight tooth and nail. It's like I got to bribe them to do stuff for me. You know, and then in turn, they're quick to ask for sex. You know, they're quick to ask me for something, to borrow money. They're quick to, and I just be like, really, really, bro, really? This is what. But as soon as I post something or I say something, it's an issue. You know,
okay, so
if I call them out on something, that's an issue. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, let me, you know, pardon me. Let me answer your question with a question. Where do you think the disconnect is between the black man and the black woman?
Where it is?
Yeah. What is the disconnect?
I think, honestly, I was thinking about that. I'm glad you asked me that because I really did think about that. The disconnect is the standards. Our standards have changed. Our way of approaching, because at one point, I believe the black man was defined by his material stuff,
yeah,
not
so,
by his clothes, not by his car.
A man was based on what he could provide. Go ahead.
Right.
I'm listening.
Okay. And now that we are in 2020, like, we are so far removed because of, I think, a little bit of everything, but mostly I think it's ignorance. I'm going to say that. It's one common denominator that's really blocking us from reaching excellence as a black community. Because as a black people, we're fucking strong. I believe as a black people, we came together and united on one common thing. We run this fucking world. We wouldn't have racism. We wouldn't have all this stuff. We wouldn't be scared to do, and we wouldn't have the police brutality if we came together. At one point, there was a community. That's not there no more. Everybody's out for self. You know, every man for themselves, every woman for themselves. We don't see how we can be connected. This is just my opinion, people. Please don't beat me up. Just letting y'all know that in advance. get off my soapbox because I'll sit up here and talk for eons. But what is your thoughts, sir? You're a black man on this. You listen to my opinion. You listen to Shantae's opinion. What are your thoughts?
Oh, man. Where do I begin?
Exactly.
So the initial question, because I don't want to go too far off basis. So the initial question is basically, why isn't a black woman more submissive, I guess? Is that what you was initially asking?
Well, no, not even being submissive, but why are guys intimidated? Like, why is she's not considered a woman? She's considered masculine. She's not feminine. I've gotten this from young generation to the older generation. She talks too much. She's too loud. She's angry. So why do black men feel like being an outspoken black woman is not ladylike? It's not feminine. It's, you know, she's trying to take your place or take over.
It's not so much of that. It's just there's a time and place for everything. And usually, a woman usually goes overboard with being extra, you know, like, no one's saying that you're not justified in what your, you know, whatever the situation may cause, but, like, this is time and place. Like, sometimes you don't need the over-dramatics. It means too much sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, me as a black man, there's nothing wrong with, you know, speaking your piece. You know what I mean? But how it is nowadays, and I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, but most women, they try to belittle you. They try to demean you when they're talking to a black man. You know what I mean? It's belittling.
Condescending.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Instead of talking like how we're conversing amongst each other right now, with that same tone is not there. It's not what you say, it's how you say it and how it's presented. And for the, like, and again, there's a time and place. So, like, if we somewhere, you know, I see you going, like, yo, chill. Because at the end of the day, guess what? You still are a lady. It's not a lady, like, the, you know, to be, you're supposed to be, how this expression goes, you're supposed to be seen, not heard, or heard, not seen. You know, so, and that has been lost too. Along with this modern day society shit has, the black man is being diminished. Our roles are being diminished. And a whole lot of it is because it's an equal opportunity. I'm not gonna put one, you know, more at fault than the other. But just like there's a whole lot of black men that, you know, we're being replaced. We're basically being on the verge of being extinct. They don't want strong black men. That's why society is allowing these motherfuckers or some G shit. Like, the femininity of the black man is becoming a big issue. Think about it. More and more of these black kids, they're gay. And the moms are letting them be gay. You know what I mean? It's a systematic oppression too, because the government gives you women, you know, HAP and, you know, food stamps and Medicaid and all this government assistance. But what's the only catch to that? You can't have another man living in your house. You see what I'm saying? So the absence of the black man is being forced upon society. I want to express it without, you know,
I hear you, but my question is, I'm just going to jump in right now, because is that still relevant in 2020? You know, I mean, there's so many ways out there for one to provide for their family. There's so many opportunities out there besides the government. And one thing about, you know, these programs that we're so much like, they're really trying to get you to move on. You know, like, they're trying to get you to get off of welfare. They're trying ways in recent years. They're trying training, but these people are scheming and scamming. So is it really the government, or is it our people? Have we become complacent with where we have and comfortable with receiving that so-called assistance? Because that's what it's supposed to be, assistance. It's supposed to help you for a little while, and you're supposed to be able to sustain, until you're able to sustain yourself.
Yeah, so we as the black community have gotten comfortable with squabbling over the scraps that the government gives us. And then, you know, like I said, it divides us. It tears the black families apart. Like, think about it. Again, the system is saying, okay, we'll help. We'll give you food stamps. We'll give you a place to stay and all that. But now, and you know, it's hard out here for
a pimp?
A pimp and every damn thing else.
He took the words out of his mouth.
Shoot. But the economy today, so it's hard to find a good job. Because let's just be honest. The average motherfucker is not making it on minimum wage. You're not going to make it on minimum wage. $7 and some changes, you cannot live off of that. But you got to get, for instance, I'm gonna speak on, you know, my situation, so it don't look like I'm pointing anybody out. I'm a convicted felon, so it was hard for me to find, you know, a decent job. You know what I mean? But that didn't stop, you know, the black woman, my baby mom, from being vindictive and putting me on child support. Now, I'm struggling trying to find a job as is because I'm a convicted felon. But the system don't care nothing about that. They still want to lock my black ass up. You see what I'm saying? And that all that does is drive a further wedge between me as a black man and the black woman. Now, if you see me out here struggling, first of all, you shouldn't even put the man in our business. Whatever me and you got going on is what me and you got going on. At one point in time, we loved each other to lay down and make a child. You see what I'm saying? So, but that has gotten lost. And like I said, it's, and I don't know where the hate comes from. Like, why it seems like the black woman despises the black man a whole lot of times because he's hurt her. Or, you know what I mean? Something didn't work out between them. But, and I'm not saying in all cases, because, you know, there are some women out there holding it down. They just got no good, nothing ass niggas. Let's just call it what it is. But for the ones that that are trying to do right, it's fucked up out here. You know what I mean? And both sides have a major part to play in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
I'm with you, sir. I'm with you. I'm with you. Shantae, you quiet over there, Shantae.
Yes, cousin.
What do you think, Shantae? I know you got more to say than what you're saying. What do you think thus far? Because we done strayed, but I get where you're coming from, Mr. Bleak. What do you think, Shantae?
So, okay, Bleak. So I'll bring it back. So here's my thing. There are black women that are truly strong that understand there is a time and a place, which is why I say you can't put everyone in a bucket, because some of us do understand there's a time and a place, but some of us don't give two rats ass about the time or the place.
And that's where the disconnect comes in. Like, sometimes you got to, like, and me as a black man, like, that is the biggest turnoff for me. To see a woman just being ignorant and unladylike, cursing and like, this
but
why
be ladylike?
Because
what
you're
is ladylike? But what is ladylike?
I mean, I like
you
to
dainty.
I cuss like a sailor.
Why am
I? We all know this.
Okay,
how is that
okay,
not
like,
making me ladylike?
Because this is the thing. You, as a woman, you're supposed to be the opposite of a man. We are loud.
Okay, so if my man doesn't cuss and I cuss, then it's okay.
No, it's not okay. Because by nature, most men are loud and boisterous. We're dominant. We're that type. We're that masculine type.
The lie.
And so for a woman, you know what I'm saying, to be just as loud or such, you're supposed to. I'm supposed to be the storm, and you're supposed to be my calm. Like,
how?
You should be able to calm me down. Not the other way
not
around.
Not doing too much flaming. Yo, in 2020, the dudes are doing way too much. They do way too much. Like, I'm not about to fight you and convince you. I can't do that. I can't hold both of us down and give you the credit. Listen, I'm going to say it like this, and I've said it before. I have my own inner struggles and bittersweet when it comes to the black man. I'm very strong. I'm very mouthy. I am very mouthy. I know you want to pop me in my mouth. I do. I do. I admit it. I know it's true.
Why are you that way? Why am I that way? Yes.
What do you mean, why am I that way?
What made you that way? Why are you so loud? Why are you so
defensive? I'm going to tell you like this. Anything that's ever happened to me negative when it came to a man was the hands of a black man. So I'm dealing with a whole lot of shit. And if I have to get on my soapbox and do a radio show and let people know, like, this is how I feel. You know, this is why I'm mouthy. Because everything from being on my deathbed was on the hands of a black man. So how can you ask me from, like I said, I've moved in a whole apartment by myself. I've done things by myself. And no, I don't think that I should, you know, I don't need a black man. I don't think that at all. In heart to heart, in my spirit, I know I need a black man. My spirit, I know I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to come in. I want them to take the lead. I want you to do that. But they don't know how.
They don't know how. Okay, because there's a difference, and I'm not saying this just because I get on a lot of categorize all black men as the same because we're
that's
not.
One thing I don't do, sir. But that's one thing you can honestly, I'm gonna honestly tell you, I do not do that. I really don't. If I did that, then I wouldn't have sex. But I do not. I do not do that. Whatsoever, I am a genuine person when it comes to relationships.
Let me ask you this question. Black man to black woman, let me ask you this question. Why must I have to be bear the pain from what the last black man done to you? Why must the future black man pay for what the last black man done to you?
In my case, he doesn't. I let you dig your own grave. At this point, I let you dig your own grave. You ask me, why am I the way I am with myself? Why am I loud? Why am I here? Because you know what? The loud one, I need you to hear me. I need you to see me. I need you to know that I'm here. Because the quiet ones, those are the ones that get lost in translation. The first thing a man will tell me is that he didn't know. That's the first thing a black man tell me. He didn't know. He
but
didn't know I was interested. He didn't know I was. Huh?
That's why you're supposed to keep the lines of communication open. I promise you, I will understand you more, like from us conversing like we're doing now. But when you've been, now, again, this is just from my perspective. Other men might feel differently. But I think you gain more from me from conversing with me how you doing right now versus being the loud, angry black woman, quote unquote.
I'm not angry.
No. Okay.
I'm disappointed.
So let me ask you this question. How come you won't let your past is supposed to make you better, not bitter? Why do you hold all that
I'm not bitter. I really don't take out my aggressions on it. I really do leave the past in the past. I need you to understand that even though I don't bring it up, this is what made me who I am. You know what I mean? Just like how you come with baggage, you was locked up, you're a felon, you're trying to do this as a black man. I see that. I sympathize with that. I'm empathetic to that. But also, I need you to also realize that just like how you're going through a struggle, I'm going through a struggle too. See, this whole conversation or this whole train of thought came from posting that I did on Facebook. And this came where the black man is like, oh, women are too strong. They're not feminine enough. They're taking this feminism, this equal opportunity thing way too far. But I had to, you know, step back and think about something. Like, when you was going through the struggles you was going through, I was going through the struggles with you. I wasn't at home in the kitchen, barefooted. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't at home. When you was in the field, I was right next to you in the field picking cotton, just as a black woman, period. I was right there with you. When you was getting whipped, I was getting whipped. When you was going through the struggle that you was going through, I was going through the struggles I was going through, too. Now they're saying, oh, what a white man or messed or whatever came in and he done what he done and we submitted. I didn't submit to him. I haven't submitted to him as a black woman. A white man hasn't done nothing for me. But until you could come in and show me that you can do better, like if black men would stop thinking that the white man did it. Yes, the white man did it, but what are you going to do in response to that? Why are we still stagnant? Why are you still letting this man have control over you? Fuck what I'm doing. Let's talk about you. Why is this man still holding you down? Why are you letting him beat you down? Why are you letting him abuse your children? Why are you letting him take advantage of your child? If you know this is what he's doing and you have the knowledge now, you have the technology now, you have the smarts now, he shouldn't have that hold over you. This is all I'm saying. This is what I feel deep in my heart. So there's something, it's not me. That's not me. This is something as a black man. The black man has to come together with black men, and y'all need to unify and let this mofo, no, I'm going to need you to stop. Police brutality, killing the kids, the food, and all that. I'm going to need you to stop. We're smarter than that. We know we can do it. There was a Black Wall Street, so we know we can do it. But you're so busy fighting against me and seeing what I'm doing and worry about what I'm doing that you're not even paying attention that this man still got a hold on you. Why? In 2020, why do he have a hold on you when it comes to your family? And reclaim your crown. If that's where you want your black woman to follow you, then lead. You're not leading nowhere. I had a whole man living with me, and I provided for everything. And every time I got a check, sir, I'm about to cry, because every time I got a check, sir, I asked him what you need me to do. This is where it's pain. It's like I asked this man, what you need me to do? Where we go from this? Listen, I brought the bacon to you. You said you need bacon. I brought the bacon to you. Where are we going next? What are we going to do? What do you need? I asked him that. He'll tell you that. But 2 years straight, I asked him. Every time I brought home the bacon, I gave him the bacon. What you going to do with this?
Ms. Lady,
sir,
Ms.
he
Lady,
had nothing to do with it.
I hear you emotional right now, and let me explain this to you. I happen to be the good man that's on the other side. You happen to be the good woman. I happen to be the good man. You dealt with fucked up dudes. I've dealt with fucked up women. So we're on opposite sides of the spectrum. But trust me, I feel everything you say. I don't want you to think that, you know, disagreeing with you or anything, you giving me your perspective, and I respect that. But me being a good black man, I have problems accepting that because that's not how I do things.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But there's a lot of good black men out there. Oh, go ahead, Chartier. I'm sorry. I forgot you was there.
But my thing is this. The same way that you can ask Crush, you know, why do other black men have to deal with the baggage from the ones before? We can ask black men, why do we have to deal with the why do we have to deal with the baggage of the female that came before us? Because
not even just the baggage, but the stereotype. I got you. I feel you on that question. But just a stereotype that all black women are loud, and I'm loud, but I'm loud on the platform.
But again, that goes to society. Look at the bullshit TV shows, Love and Hip Hop, and
right.
All the
why I don't watch none of that.
You're
right. You're right.
Most people do,
and that's
the perception that gets put out there to society about the black woman and the black man. Them Love and Hip Hop shows, those Hip Hop in Atlanta or whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's being put out there about us as a society.
Right.
And so I agree with that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Crush.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
I agree with that completely. My thing is this. just because I raise my voice so that you can understand what I'm saying clearly and I'm being stern so that you can know what I mean is what the fuck I mean, that doesn't make me loud and obnoxious. But there are a lot of people that will look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a man sitting right next to me can do the exact same thing, and they looking at him with the most respect in the world, and it's like, bitch, did I just not say the exact same thing the exact same way? But yet, I'm the angry black lady, not someone sitting here getting the respect because of the fact that I know what I'm talking about, I'm strong in it, and I'm sitting here giving it to you straight. So there's a difference when it comes to a loud and obnoxious black woman and a black woman who literally is here saying what she has to say, being strong in it, being stern, and letting you know this is what it is. But even if it's at the right time in the right place, if respect is given in it at all, it's looked at completely different. And you know, I will say this, Bleak, because of the fact that I know you, I know this ain't it with you. I know it's not that with you, because you and I can go back to back and go toe to toe for days. It's not that. All the other ones.
Hey, I got you.
And just sit here and be like, oh, look at this black bitch. No, it's not that simple.
Oh, wow. Can I just jump in real quick to say this? Big shout out to Miss Diva. Miss Diva says she's tuned in right now and she's enjoying the conversation. So thank you, Bleak, and thank you, Shantae, for calling in and helping me out here on my first show. But this is Not On Purpose Radio for those who have just tuned in. Hello, world. This is the first episode of many to come. I have Miss Shantae from North Carolina on the line. And we also have Mr. Bleak, and you're from North Carolina, too?
I am.
Okay.
Well,
and I see I have and I see I have another caller I'm hoping want to chime in from the 912 area code. I don't know where that's at. What's your name and where you're calling from, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you guys doing tonight? They call me Solo. I'm from Georgia. How everybody doing?
Solo from Georgia.
Yes,
how you doing, Solo?
I'm all right.
All right, so are you just tuning in, or have you been listening to the show too?
Well, I kind of caught the tail end of the last little conversation there, though, and so all I can do is kind of speak off of what I just heard. You know, I didn't hear all of it, but it sounded to me like this: the lady on the phone, you know, she was tripping about how a man could say the same thing she could say. You dig what I'm saying? But it's perceived differently. Am I kind of got on the arrow about that, or am I tripping, or is that kind of what was said?
No, that's what I said.
Well, she did mention that. It's along those lines. But I'll let
right,
her
okay.
Go ahead,
Shantae. No, that's basically what I said, and a lot less words.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Well, I could speak on that. You dig, like, you know, I kind of agree with what you said. You dig, except the fact of the matter is, though, you missed out on kind of a key part of that, which is the that there's a lot of men and women that have the same attitudes. You dig what I'm saying? But like, you can't tell the difference between a man or a woman anymore. Like, they got the same type of attitude. You dig what I'm saying? So when they say stuff with their chest, you dig what I'm saying, bro? And they like, they all buck with it. You dig? And they say stuff like that. The men and women nowadays, 99% of them have the same damn attitudes. Like, oh, ain't nobody gonna do shit to me. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to cuss. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me, right?
You can cuss on
here. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I was just trying to be respectful. Thank you. Yeah. Well,
yeah, you can be respectful and curse at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. I was just making sure, though. You know, I don't block talk. I don't really know. You know, I was just making sure. But yeah, like 90% of the men and women today, bro, they all have the same damn attitude. So if a man says some shit to slide another damn man or whatever, in his mind, he's thinking like his mother do, you dig, that was angry, like, really, ain't nobody going to do shit to me. I bet. That's why all them get killed and they have problems like that. They get up, stomped up under their own cars and shit and get shot because of that same damn attitude. When the woman do the same damn thing, they got it in the back of their damn mind, or they ain't going to touch me. You dig what I'm saying? But I got uncles and brothers. I got brothers and uncles that'll kill them right now. Yeah, they got the same damn attitude in the back of their mind, and fuck all that.
I think that started with our generation, the Generation X, people that was born from about 1970 to all the way through 1985. It's our generation that's the punk-ass parents. We was raised a whole lot different from how these motherfucking kids are nowadays.
Yes, sir.
Speaking as a parent, all had that mentality. We all came up, it takes a village to raise a child, but nowadays it is, better not nobody touch my child or there's going to be some problems. And I think that's,
right.
I think that's, it has a lot of reasons why society is the way it is with these kids that have no discipline, no respect. And like I said, it started with the generation, my generation, 1970
right.
to 1985.
So,
yeah, well, look at it, brother. Most of the kids today, they're like, look at it, brother. I want you guys to really look at this shit, right? Most of the kids today was raised by either single mothers or they was raised by whole-ass men. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm.
So therefore, they didn't have no solid influence in their life.
Okay, so here's something I do have to say, though. So I get you guys, I get Bleak saying it started with Generation X. But those years are not all Generation X. That goes actually into millennials. And I will be the first person to say I do not agree with the fact that I am a millennial. My attitude is not that of a millennial with a lot of different things. But
well,
it actually started
kind
in the 80s as millennials. But it goes back to this. The fact of the matter goes back to this. It truly is about how were you raised. How were you raised? What was instilled in you as a child? And can you actually respect someone else? That's what it truly goes to. And the thing is, there's a lot of people out here that don't understand respect when they see it because they're not used to being respect conveyed in a respectful way.
Right. So you was the lady that just said something about you saying the same thing a man said, right? Was you the same lady that was just talking?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know your name. That's why I call you lady.
Oh,
I apologize for
being.
I don't know your name. So I was just saying like this. So that is... Like, we're here to talk real, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, why the hell should we be around the bush, right? We're all adults. You know what I'm saying? We can take this shit, whatever. I'm foul. I got my problems. All right, bet. So, the lady that just said, you know what I'm saying? Like, a man could say some shit that she say the same damn way and it's perceived differently. That is the attitude of a millennial. You dig what I'm saying? That is the damn attitude of these new age people because they don't understand the difference between a man and a woman. They think all that shit's the same. You dig what I'm saying? They're very confused people. Am I tripping or I don't mean to call this kind of.
No, that's
totally
the
line.
That's
the
right there.
Box, okay?
No,
hold on, don't take it
personal.
Box.
Chante. Don't take it personal.
Chante.
Don't take it personal.
Me knowing Chante personally. She's how she's talking right now. She's that even keel when she gets pissed off. Now, when I get pissed off and say the same thing that she just said, it's gonna be heard differently because I'm a little bit more intimidated than she is.
Why is that, brother?
Because, like I said, first of all, because I'm a motherfucker, I'm a grown ass man.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood you, but I thought you said you was more intimidated than she was. My bad,
I am a whole 5'2" and 3/4" with a 6'5" attitude. Okay, I'm very intimidating.
So I didn't mean to get the line. I misunderstood something. I didn't get it.
Oh no, you fine, honey.
Let me jump in here real quick and just say thank y'all so much for tuning in to Not On Purpose Radio. This is Adult Conversations, and I am your hostess, Ms. Look Fresh Hearts. If you are listening from your phone, your computer, your laptop, your iPad, and you want to join in the conversation, you got something to say, by all means, the lines are open, 515-602-9725. Just press that number 1. And I know you want to come on and voice your opinions. But thank you, Mr. Solo from GA, Mr. Bleak from North Carolina. We also have my special guest co-host, Ms. Chante, the new millennial soul on here. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and having a good time with us. Listen to that. We got 40 minutes to go. I mean, the conversation is not stopping. I just wanted to throw that little tidbit in there because some people are just jumping in to the conversation. They're just tuning in to what we're talking about. And let's recap here. I read something about strong, independent Black women. It's March. It's Women's History Month. And I added black in front of that. So it's Black Women History Month, okay? I did that. It's a black woman's takeover. I said that. I did that. I'm a strong, independent woman, and I'm getting tired. No, I'm just playing. I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there.
Be real, baby. Go ahead with it. You were sitting there, damn it. Don't stop now. Go ahead with it.
I'm gonna bring it back. But we've had perspectives from. I'm gonna ask this because I want to know, Mr. Bleak, if you don't mind, how old are you?
I am 40 years young.
40 years.
40 years.
Okay. All right, and Mr. Solo, how old are you?
Well, before I say my age, I just want to say that age don't have shit to do with you being a solid or real motherfucker. Just so we can put that shit out there before I say my damn age, so you motherfuckers don't come for me like I'm
a
child and shit. I'm 27.
Okay,
I'm 27, but don't come for me,
you.
Though, because I can stand up with the best of them. I'm 27.
No. It's actually the complete opposite, sir. It's the complete opposite.
I'm my bad. I apologize.
I'm not trying to come for you.
I'm 27. I was on the defensive. I'm 27, baby.
Right. I'm going to be 40 this year in November. And I know Shantae is going to be. You want to say your age, Shantae?
Young buck. 31.
I am 32, Bleak.
He came for you. He came for you.
But I just want to point something out that we've been on here. This show is 90 minutes long, and we got 38 minutes to go. But we have been on here from both sides of the spectrum agreeing on shit. I just want to point that out. We have sat here and had an adult conversation. Everybody was able to voice their opinions, and I know for a fact that I've taken some of what y'all said to heart. I've taken it mentally, and I'm processing it as I'm speaking to y'all. And I like the fact that we have somebody that's 40 versus somebody that's 27. At the end of the day, those are two different generations. You know, those are two different ways of being grown up. Those are two different ways your parents taught. Right, there's two different ways that your parents taught y'all, and at the end of the day, your parents can instill everything into you, but you are your own person. I can only take bits and pieces of what I was taught, and I have to find the rest myself. You know, and I'm just speaking generally. You know, you take what your parents tell you. You know, it starts at home, yes, but it don't finish at home. It finishes with you. You take what they and you develop your own person. You develop your own lifestyle, your own way of thinking, and you become you. And sometimes I feel like we get lost in the sauce because we feel like nobody's paying us no attention. That's why we're loud. That's why we're flamboyant with our stuff, because I feel like even when I'm talking to people, I speed talk. Like I brrr. Just so I can get it out, because I feel like if I don't say it fast enough, you're not gonna keep holding it. You know, I'm not gonna hold your attention. That's just me, huh?
I said, may I interject?
Sure.
Well, just so you know, a real man, and I'm pretty sure that Solo can attend to this. He seems pretty reasonable. I'm pretty sure if you was to sit down and talk like you're talking to us. With the man, because like I said, you can't categorize, because there are some fuck niggas out there. Let me just put that out there too. There's some fuck niggas out there. But if you come and talk to us like you're talking now, your message will be heard louder and clearer than you being yelling and raising the hell and being an angry black woman. In my humble estimation.
No. I'm not angry. I'm disappointed. I'll tell you that. As a black woman.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah.
I'm just now saying in general speaking, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying on my note, I'm not angry at all. I'm just disappointed. That's what I said. I'm not bitter about it. I'm just saying in general, I'm just elaborating on what you just said.
It also depends on how you put it out there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You may not know, but just because you've been hurt by a certain man, so and I'm just speaking in general. I'm not coming for you. I don't want you to get that impression. But if you've been hurt like you have here, when you're expressing yourself to another man, that pain is going to come up. Because for whatever reason, just by human nature, women are more emotional than men. So So when you talk about mm-hmm. these aspects of your life and the pain that you've been going through, and you're expressing this, the pain, the hurt is going to come next. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but it's our job as men to tell them to relax and keep that damn tone down, because I'm not the motherfucker that did you something.
Exactly. That's what I'm telling them. You don't have to yell and you don't have to yell and be aggressive. And I'm listening to you. It's my job that I understand your pain. Calm down. Let me be.
Right.
Let me soothe you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, like I said, that goes
without
both
kissing
ass,
though. Without
that's
kissing
true.
Ass.
Well, it gotta be that little extra. It gotta be that little extra.
Yeah, because people get that shit fucked up. We gotta be careful though, because there's a difference between understanding somebody's damn pain versus kissing their ass and making sure they don't blow up on you. You gotta relax. Like, there's a fine line between that shit, and men need to learn the damn difference. You know what I'm saying?
But
some women need to learn too, because some men have the same mentality nowadays.
That's
so
what I'm saying, but they all got vaginas, though. Y'all the same. They all got vaginas. All of them.
Exactly.
You and the men got vaginas.
Shit.
We talking.
That's why y'all ladies can't find no pants in your size, because these bitch ass niggas wear it. You see these niggas with skin. They so goddamn tight. Because
all the men vaginas got them.
So you ladies are telling me that every dude you done like this. Listen, ladies, I know you guys can attest to the fact that, like, you grown women, right? You guys know this for a fact. 95% of the male population today, and even back in the generation, they're older now, whatever, but they still do the same whole ass shit the young dudes do. They got vaginas. They sit down and pee when they wake up in the morning. You dig what I'm saying, bro? Like, and you women can attest to this shit. Like, y'all tolerate them because they're easy to control, because they tend to dig or whatever. So when they get the pussy, they lose their fucking minds, and you can puppet them or whatever. Like, these guys are tend to dig. You dig what I'm saying? And women like that aspect, but they don't like the sucker shit that come along with that, though. They love the power, but they don't love the sucker shit that they got
to
deal
like
with and able to have the power.
And they like the control, and they don't even understand it by them having that control. Like, these niggas are the way they are because of the women that love this shit. If y'all stop giving these bitch-ass niggas control,
I'm not. I'm not even that.
Only for the tender dick guys, though. Only for the tender dick guys. That only applies to the ones that get pussy and just decide to lose their fucking minds and shit. And oh, I'm a stalk this bitch. Hey, damn it. Oh, she could tell me whatever I need to wear. She could lay my clothes out, but I'm cool with it.
Okay.
All that shit. Those are the guys with the tender dicks. I don't respect them at all.
Okay. The tender dick. Okay. Hold on. Go ahead, Shante.
Ooh, you know there's so many different things going through my head, Chris. You know.
Right. Listen, I got another caller waiting. Go ahead, Shante.
So here's the question I'm asking. Here's what I'm asking. So you call these guys tender dicks, but what about these guys that sit out here acting like they're the biggest, baddest around, the best man, and then you give him some pussy, and now this nigga turned into a stalker?
Because they don't know no better. They didn't watch their homeboys when they was fucking you. They didn't watch the damn dudes that was fucking you with that good pussy to realize how the fuck that shit made those guys act. They didn't pay attention to that shit. So they fucked their own. They shot their own brains out. You dig what I'm saying? They didn't pay attention.
All right.
I'm still waiting on a piece of business to make me like them. Like, I want to be a
man. I don't want it. I'd rather beat my dick than do that.
Hold on.
Piece of pussy got a man that can
okay,
out, beat my dick before I do that.
You got to add in the next caller.
Hey, guys. Woo! That's it. I take it
I apologize.
To
I'm
out
of line.
I'm trying to say it like...
I got real excited.
I have asked women. I said, what you do to that? Do me like you did that nigga. And then if you do me like you did that, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's all the fuss about? What's this hype about? I'm not understanding.
Hold on.
Man, men forgot
Hold
how to
guys.
Jack
Hold
off,
on,
man.
Guys.
That's all
Let
it is. Men
in.
Forgot.
Let me bring in a new perspective. Let me bring in a new perspective of what we're talking about. Because you are about to take it to a whole other level. Now we're taking it to the... We done raised the bar now. We going to a whole other spectrum.
Yes, ma'am.
We got the 347. What's your name? Where you calling from? And welcome to the show.
New York. 347? Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, y'all was talking in the background. I'm waiting for everybody to calm down. Y'all can hear me, though, loudly and clearly, right?
Yes, sir.
So what's your name?
How you doing? Oh, my name is Omari the Rebel. I'm from Brooklyn.
Yes, Brooklyn in the building, finally.
Hold on.
What do you think about what I was talking about?
Y'all still going, huh? Go ahead, let him go. Let him go.
Go ahead, Bleak. What you gonna say?
I'm just saying. You said, "Oh, finally, Brooklyn's in the house." Like, I ain't from Brooklyn.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Bleak, you ain't never say that, so don't act like that.
Right? See, there you go. I'm
okay.
The top of our team.
Okay, Larry. You've been listening so far. What you think? What are your voice? What's your
nice
team? Let us know.
It's nice to get getting me blessed the airways for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, I just chimed in for a little bit. Pardon me, I'm hot. But I got to hear a little bit about what's going on, and I have a little bit of questions right now. So, did come in on March is Women's History Month, and then talking about recognition of Black women and such. All right, here's something that I just wanted to revisit, or I just wanted to get real clear. All right, somebody said, okay, now. It's your job to tell the woman to sit there and tell or how to calm down. All right, so hold up. Can we go back there real quick? Hold up. What was that?
Oh, my God.
You want me to say it again, brother? I repeat it.
Bleak said that.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was me. It might have been him. I don't know, but I stand by it.
No, I think it was Solo who said it.
Let him
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it was me. What I was saying was, brother, if a woman starts getting emotional and shit and start reminiscing about the pain in the past and all that shit and getting irate and all these things, they don't have a real man like to tell them, calm the fuck down. You dig what I'm saying? Don't do that shit to me like I don't want to did you nothing. Turn your fucking volume down. You dig what I'm saying? Talk to me like you got sense. Talk to me like you an adult. Turn that shit down. Wipe them fucking tears up. Grow, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah. And relax, we're going to talk about this shit like adults. We don't have to do all that whooping and hollering and rah, rah, rah and all that while I got to slap your eyebrows off. We're going to relax. We're going to take deep damn breaths.
Ooh,
we're going to talk like adults.
Interesting.
It was a figure of speech. I'm out of line. I didn't know.
Oh. All right, that's interesting. Hold on. There's another lady joining us. All right, the other lady, otherwise from LaCrosse. What's your name, miss?
Oh, my name is Shantae.
Shantae, how you feeling? I want to ask both of y'all ladies. After you just heard that, you heard what he said twice, as a matter of fact, because Women's History, this is supposed to be about y'all. So what do y'all think about that? Is that y'all place?
Is that y'all place?
Cause
what you
I think
mean?
That we should, yeah, ladies, do you think that is y'all place? I mean, if I was to try to see
that,
if I could summarize and get it real short. All right, for you to probably tell me what you're feeling, and the way that I should respond is, hey, be quiet and this and this and that. You know what I'm saying? And your place is over there.
I said if they
so
get irate.
Okay, so
you
get irate. So this is
right.
So this is what you guys like, right?
Because adults don't
ladies,
like screaming at each
other. Hold on, brother. Let the ladies, I want to hear what the ladies got to say. So this is what you guys
said,
right?
This is what we like?
Or is this what you want?
You said this is what we like?
Or this is what you want? Is this what you want?
So, Crush, you want to go or you want me to go?
Go ahead, Shantae. I'll let you go this one.
Okay. So,
the men need to learn how to listen for a little bit. One thing about being a man should be practicing restraint. So let's practice some restraint and listen to the ladies. Go ahead, ladies, talk.
Okay, so you said keep it real, so I'm going to keep it all the way real, okay?
Yes.
For me, it depends on what is going on in the relationship. Who are you to me? What is it? Because there are certain people that can't sit here and tell me, hey, you need to go sit in a corner real quick and you need to get yourself together. And they can say it because of the fact that either we're in a dynamic and they are the dominant of me and that is their place to say it so that I actually know that I need to get out of my feelings and I need to think about this logically. Or the fact that they are that close to me, that they are like family, and they understand the fact that I'm acting on pure emotion and not sitting here thinking everything through in a way that I typically do. So I'm not saying I necessarily want that in my man, because in my man, there's going to be some days you're going to get nothing but emotion. And you need to understand how to take that emotion and how we move forward from that emotion. It's just that simple. But if it is someone that does have that relationship with me to where they can sit here and say, yo, sit down, check yourself, because you're acting in a way that you don't typically act, then yes, go ahead and tell me that, because sometimes I need someone on the outside to be like, yo, bitch, check yourself real quick. Sit down. Get together. So it's not an across-the-board thing, because if you tell me that across the board, and you don't have that type of relationship with me, the first thing coming out of my mouth is, I don't know who the fuck you're trying to talk to like that, but you better go check yourself. And it's going to be that simple, just because we don't have that type of relationship to where you can tell me that. It's not across the board.
So I agree with Shante on that instance, and I did touch on it before he even made that comment. And I feel like spirit, you know, this is somebody that is talking to my spirit. I'm not bitter. Mm-hmm. I said it was a bittersweet love when it came to the black man. Not all men, period. I don't care what color you are. Not all men have that hold on you, but me relating to you as a black woman and you a black man, and you step up, not being disrespectful, but like she said, checking you. There is a moment where sometimes you've got to be checked. Like, that's you leading me into a different realm. That's what you're supposed to do. I feel like as a black man, as my black man, that's what you're supposed to do. Bleak said also, I'm supposed to be your pawn. You know, so yes, in some instances you have to take the lead.
Hold on. Stop right there. Your job, you're supposed to be my calm? That's what you all right, so this is written down that it's your job to calm another human being down, an adult?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
And it's not my job. And no, you said this is your job to be my calm. It's not my job to calm myself down.
That's not.
But
women can't do that, brother.
Down,
they're emotional creatures by nature. They can't do that by themselves.
I see where this is going. Omari, can I just say this? This is all people's opinion. This is how they feel personally. This necessarily doesn't have to be your dynamic. This doesn't have to be somebody else's dynamic, but if this is how they feel about it, because this is how they interpret things. So it's not as
I hear this opinion all the time. This is a very old opinion that's been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. I'm very familiar with this opinion.
I
want to
get your opinion on this, brother, because you're passionate about it. I want to hear what you got to say. How would you handle this situation?
I have a quick question. So we know
after you're done.
We have everyone. We know how old everyone else on the call is. Omari, how old are you?
33.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to put everything in an age perspective. Gotcha.
I have one question, though. So what about, here's an alternative. Has this ever came up as an alternative? Whenever something happens like this, or whenever you feel distressed and stuff like this, I can tell you such and such like he tells you. And there's also, what about this? How about I listen to you one time? You know what I'm saying? Instead of telling you how you should act or where you should go and go sit down, what if I go, wait, babe, what's wrong? What happened? And we talk about it and shit. What if I listen to you one time?
You're a woman. Then. Like, you're gonna listen to somebody crying and hollering at too because they're in an emotional state. You gonna listen then?
Well, the reason why I would do that is because this is the situation. If this is somebody that wants to do that around me, they don't do that in the street. You know what I'm saying? They don't just walk around in their job doing that or in their school. They don't do that. If they do that around me, then that means that. Hold on. No, they don't. Because check this out. In the real world, not in my real world, because you can't do that no matter who you are when you're doing business and stuff like that. Somebody who deals like with that with me like this, they must trust me. They must trust me to where they're going to be themselves. So we're going to look at this problem. You might be at fault. It may be part of your fault, and we might get there, just like that. But the first thing I need to do is listen, because you're coming with a problem. I don't even know what's going on. The first thing I might need to do is go, wait, hold on. What you say or something like that, because there's so many issues, there's so many problems that I was able to get to understand by just paying it, by just listening. And not thinking that I always have to, and not leading with my ego all the time. I always got to be like, oh, fuck that, yo, bitch, go out in your place and do that. You know what I'm saying? I had so many opportunities to.
So you don't
want to
calm a grown-up down first so you can talk to them logically? You don't want to calm them down to get them out of that erratic state first?
No, because
you
know why? I don't have adults around me that I need to calm them down. I don't have those kind of people around me.
You never had an emotional woman around you, bro?
I don't have an adult like that around me. No, I do not. I don't have a woman that are grown adults that act like that around me. They sometimes they may be upset and stuff like that. Because you know why? Because I've been through a couple of things. Like, I've been through, like a fucked up relationship and shit like this and stuff like that. So I know when some people, they aren't all the way together, and they still got work that they need to do on themselves. So I wouldn't want to surround myself with certain nonsense and shit. So if you're an adult, you're going to have to be able to practice some restraint or some shit like this, because otherwise you're going to fuck shit up that I'm going, because I can't have somebody coming around that's going to fuck around and not, I can't have that, because I can't do business with you. I can't bring you around my family and friends. No, you're too old for me to have to fucking treat you like a child, because I have two daughters. I don't need any fucking parent around that I got to tell you how to act. I don't deal with that. We can work
well,
on some shit
you don't
together,
believe
but
if you
I don't
act like a
call.
Child, you get treated like one. You don't believe
in that?
Then why would I want that? Do you believe in that? Like, if you act like a child,
I get where you're coming from, Omori. But you said you also had another question you wanted to ask?
Well, that was the question. Like, what about, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's good with, like, you know what I'm saying, with listening? Like, you know what I'm saying? There's so much that instead of, like, just trying to tell the woman what it is and tell the woman how she needs to act, tell the woman what's right, by trying to listen sometimes, you know what I'm saying? I actually get to learn, because I treat a woman as like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, yo, we peoples. I talk to you, you talk to me. Not just, all right, listen, your place is to be here and behind
I'll
me.
I'll listen
telling
me when they calm down. That is listening.
All right, Solo.
Interesting.
Let me please interject, because I was the one that made it. I stated on this earlier. I said when a woman's being irrational, I said there's a time and a place for everything. That's what I initially said at first. I said now if this is
now,
need
I
to
got
talk
a question
about.
For you after
okay.
you finish. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right, because I hear what you said about, you know what I'm saying, you feel the need, you know what I'm saying, about how that necessitates for you to intervene in a situation like that. You know, you're a controller like this. Now, do you check when another brother is being irrational? Because here's the situation. Yeah. Like, if you think that, now hold on, let me finish. Now, if you think that, yo, listen, check this out, a woman being like this could be this and this and this and that and shit. Women aren't responsible for, like, things like, they don't do the shootouts, they don't kill each other and shit like we do. So you should be checking the men who get irrational twice as much as you check, because this shit could get real. They could hurt you, they could hurt the other brothers, or they could hurt one of the ladies. So our first priority needs to be checking them. Don't you think so?
First of all, I'm not in a relationship with another man, so I have no business trying to start.
It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship with another man, whether he's your brother, your friend, or nothing like that. It don't matter whatever relationship you have with your man. Because if he's irrational and he's acting irate, the consequences of him losing his temper could result in somebody getting fucking killed. Could result in another Nipsey Hussle. Could result in another XXX Decepticon. Could result in, like, my son who got killed. You know what I'm saying? So we should be making sure that we should be checking the people that, like this. Ask yourself, how many times do you walk down the street being afraid? Hold on, let me finish. When it comes to like emotion and being unstable, how many times do you walk down the street being afraid of a woman? And let's ask for Crush and Shantae, how many times do they walk down the street being afraid of what we can do?
Okay. You went from one of the subject to a whole different subject. Now let me ask you this question. Let me ask this question for you. Now if one of my men is acting crazy, it's my job to calm him down. Just like one of my people called me earlier, talking about doing some crazy shit. Me being his friend, I'm going to calm him down. That's just me being his friend. Now my old lady, my shorty, if she's upset about something, if she's being all, I'm going. The situation is the same. I'm going to check her like I would check him. If you watch, and guess what? And I'm the best ride or die nigga you can ever want to have on your team. If you're wrong, I'm going to let you know you're wrong. Like, and this is the thing. So just so you don't think that I'm being fair, Chantel knows me very well. I don't know. When she's fucking up, I say, hey, you fucking up. You see what I'm saying? And if one of my homeboys is fucking up, hey, you fucking up. Now, right or wrong or indifferent, I'm going to ride with you because that's who I am. But at the same time, I'm not going to check nobody just to be checking them. Now, if a situation calls for me, if somebody's, you know, some shit popping off in the causes for me to intervene, I would do that. But just off the strength, nah, you don't do no shit. You don't check no dude about it. You know what I'm saying? No shit on no. You know what I mean? It's a fucked up world we living in, too. But like I stated earlier, there's a time and a place for everything. You know what I mean? And You speaking on relationship with a man and woman relationship to one of your homies in the street. Those are two totally separate things. You might can handle it the same way, but those are two totally separate things. Just like right now,
the laws protect the pussies.
Wait, what?
Part two.
The laws protect the pussies.
The
laws protect the pussy. Wow. Which means I'm confused. If somebody got a line with me, I'm gonna go to jail.
Hold on.
But they can do the shit and they got no consequences.
Sing together. We can't all talk together.
Yeah.
We can all sing together. We all can't talk together. I'm gonna need everybody to calm down.
The laws of the land are catered or favored more to a woman. That's what he's saying. But just like right now. I'm not about to call my homeboy. What time is it? 10:30 at night. Hey, bro, I need to check you on some shit that you said to me earlier. I'm not going to do that shit. No. Now, if my study has a problem, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm like, I'm going to call her. Because we in the band together. Those are two totally different situations. You can't compare those two. Just as a man.
It's like apples
and
oranges.
Yeah, you as a man, you don't put yourself in the position to be in another man's business. You just don't do that.
Okay, let me just jump in here real quick. This is Not On Purpose Talk Radio with a Heart Exposed Heart Network. I am Miss La Crush Heart, and I have Brooklyn Omarion. I have Mr. Solo from Georgia, Mr. Bleak from North Carolina.
Did you just call me Omarion?
I also have my girl.
I'm sorry.
I apologize. Yeah. That's my thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's from Brooklyn, and we also have Ms. Shante, who's also from North Carolina. And we're talking about a little bit of everything right now. I also see the 551 has jumped on board and is tuned in and listening. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to join in this conversation, just press the 1, and I'll let you on. This has been a very, very, very interesting first show. We're going to do this again next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same bat number, 515-602-9725. And we're going to have this, you know, whole new topic to talk about. Once again, I talk about any and everything on this show, family, relationships, health, sexuality, trends, entertainment, whatever happens in the news, you know, sex. We talk about everything. This is an adult conversation. We respect each other on here, and I just like the fact that everybody from all walks of the generation can talk and bring their opinions and their thoughts to the forefront, which is very awesome to me. Shout out to everybody that's listening, whether it be their computer, their laptop, their iPads, iPhones, Galaxies, or whatever. I got 12 minutes remaining. And I see I have a 917 call who just popped in before I even go further.
New York is in the house.
New York is in the house right now. So, 917, what's your name? Where you calling from? And welcome to the show.
I just want to say peace. My name is Brock. I'm Brooklyn from Brownsville. And I'm just coming along to see what y'all was talking about.
We were talking about
a little bit.
Everything, Rock.
I just want to know what Marvin
is
talking about.
We talk about a little bit of everything. Oh, matter of fact, Mr. Rock, you in a relationship.
I'm in a relationship, too.
I know, Omarion. I'm sorry.
Did you call me Omarion again?
I don't know. Omari. My apologies. It's not intentional. Mr. Rock, if your woman is agitated, upset, and she's screaming and yelling and being irate, how do you choose to approach that?
First and foremost, me and my wife have an understanding with one another. You know, we don't let things happen on the outside. But if it do, you know, I pull her to the side and talk to her like, yo, calm down. We'll talk about this later. I'm not gonna go to her level. Then somebody got to be sound minded. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I'll do, regardless of the situation, because I'm not with making scenes in the street.
sex.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I give it up.
All right. What was that?
But things happen. Things happen. It could be anything. What happened? Why?
Right.
What happened? I said something wrong?
No.
Somebody laughed
though. You 100% right. Yo, 100% right. We just asking a random question. That's all.
Okay.
That's all. We were talking about. We touched on a lot of things. We talked about the black woman being strong. We talked about the black woman being independent. It's Women's History Month, and I said it was a black woman's takeover. Because for some reason, it's always you got to pick a side in my book. It's like when you're talking about women and women history and just feminism and everything.
If we're talking
always,
about black
you
women
pick a
and
side.
Women's
history. If you,
oh my bad, I was saying, can we shout out a couple of black women? Y'all should check out, you know what I mean, Audre Lorde and Bell Hooks, two very prolific black authors who have a lot to say about social political issues and as well as things. Community, and we talk a lot about, you know, black men that's doing some things since it's Women History Month. Yeah, we should check out some Audre Lorde and Bell Hooks. Now, you just made me think of that.
You should check.
You
say
read, right? You read, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, I was talking about, like, Audre Lorde and Bell Hooks. We should check them out. You know what I'm saying? Check out some other dope black women.
Okay.
So March is Women's Month?
March is Women's History Month, yes. It's Black February is Black History Month, and March is normally Women's History Month, yes.
Man,
okay.
I
love
fucked
my,
up with that shit. Damn.
I love my sister.
So, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I love my sister.
You know, right, so we're talking about the independent woman. She's angry, she's misunderstood, she's too masculine. That's how the conversation started. You know, why is she always the blame
of
bearer
of
bad news for the black woman?
What's up with the black woman like that?
I'm saying for a
okay.
woman, for a black
who
woman.
About
like,
black woman?
I mean,
yeah, who thinks that about black women? You think that black women are angry and loud?
I think women in general.
So
I ain't gonna say
a lot of
black women. I'm talking about women in general.
Dude, my black woman,
no,
she
I'm just
loud.
Why do you think a black woman is angry nowadays? I'm asking the men.
But
why do you think
that
black
woman
is angry?
A lot of black men do. I've had this conversation.
Because men are hoes.
Men are
children. Men are girls. Men are women. They're pussies. They all soft. They all act like the women. So women don't respect them as men. You dig what I'm saying? The men are like the fucking women do. They in relationships. They in lesbian relationships right now. All of them.
Oh,
there
wow.
Ain't nothing left for them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
I'm
going to
say
all that. Hold that thought because I have a couple of people that just chimed in. So let me, and I only got 7 minutes left. So 408, what's your name? Where you calling from? What you got to say?
Wait, man, you from California? They listen to what y'all saying, you know, and everything. And I thought this was all about the matters of the heart thing, you know.
It is matters of the heart.
Yeah, you know.
We're talking
so,
about
you
family.
Know, you got,
we talk about relationship. We talk about sexuality. We talk about health. We talking about black people. We talking about everything. So yeah, this is matters of the heart.
I like what Martin Luther King said. You know, he said that hate can't drive out hate, but love can drive it out. You know, I like what
mm-hmm.
he was thinking. You know, it doesn't look
okay,
like
I
color.
Got you.
You look inside of a color crayon box, you see white, green, yellow, black, red. You don't see all this other stuff people talking.
Right. What's your name?
Way busy.
Well, thank you for calling in, sir. I also have another 551. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, this is Jay. I'm from Jersey.
Oh, hey, Jay from Jersey. How are you feeling tonight?
I was listening for a minute. I wasn't going to call in, but y'all started talking about, like, black women and how, like, y'all think, not all y'all, but, like, some of y'all think, like, black women are just loud or, like, black men, this or that. And y'all also brought up, like, love and hip-hop as an example of just seeing black people being loud. But honestly, like, black people right now, we're in a renaissance. Like, we're in such a good space. in Hollywood, but with like films like Jordan Peele is doing right now, not just like Tyler Perry movies and stuff like that. Even Tyler Perry, for example, like he got his own studio. Like we can't sit there and box our own people.
Wait, Jay, wait, Jay. Did you say black people are in a good space now?
Yes.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
How?
We're in a much better place than we was before. You didn't have any black movies with like black leads dominating the box office, or like we're not just stereotyped in like the films and TV shows that's coming out. Like we're not just stereotypes anymore. It's like it's a culture, it's a selling culture, and like people want to be a part of this culture without just feeling like we act a certain way all the time. Like you say it shows like Love and Hip Hop, but Love and Hip Hop, the audience for Love and Hip Hop isn't white consumers, it's only black viewers. So that doesn't create the stereotype. The stereotype that creates
so
the black people is hip hop.
You know what? I can't even, you know what? I'm not even gonna like, because we don't have enough time, but can you save this for the next episode? When is it? Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday, 9 p.m.
I would definitely be on time.
Okay. I strongly disagree with that statement.
This woke shit is hilarious, bro.
If you compare it to where we was 10 years ago, if you looking at where we was 10 years ago or 5 years ago, it's much better than where it was before.
Right.
Like
my brother,
right.
All that shit is a smoke screen, bro. That's all that shit is.
It can be a smoke screen, but like we have more jobs than we did before.
Only
thing
that upgraded
was
before. Hold on. I only got 5 minutes.
Okay.
I only got 5 minutes. Let Jay get what he got out, please.
Okay. Go ahead.
If I'm just talking about what y'all was saying about as far as like stereotypes in the entertainment industry, as someone who is like 1 foot in the entertainment industry, I can tell you just off of insight and marketing and stuff like that, the audience for different content is not like our stereotype images are coming from some of the shows that y'all selected. Like those shows are catered towards minorities. Like the stereotypes that come from the stuff that comes out is the higher selling stuff, which we're pretty much dominating. If you look at Black Panther, that killed box office. Now, granted, it was still like Disney or whatever, but it was still like a black cast and a black director leading that. We didn't have that before. So, yeah, we're not like where we need to be, but we're in a much better space than before. That's my only point.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Listen.
So what Jay said, I'm saying, if we're not just joking, I'm sorry if we think that we're black women are angry and like the fucking white boys on Fox News and shit. We sound just like them. Black women are angry. And like, you know what I mean? I'm sorry that we think that, but I know why we think that about our women, but I'm sorry that if we're not
true.
Joking that we think that.
Okay.
Okay, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Omari.
It's true.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Mr. Rock. Thank you to Mr. Bleak, thank you to Solo. Did I lose my co-host, Shantae?
Oh, no.
Thank you, Ms. Shantae. Yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm down to the last 90 seconds of the show. I want to let y'all know that we will be back here again Tuesday, 9 p.m., right here on Not On Purpose Radio, Hearts Exposed Hearts. There we go. HeartsExposedHearts.com is the website. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You can find me at LaCrushHearts.com. We got such an awesome show tonight. And I thank everybody for getting on here, being respectful, being mature. This is what it's all about. I'm so happy that it was such a successful first show. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. And I would like y'all to join me next week. Save the number to y'all phone, so if y'all out and about and y'all ain't got a computer, y'all can still call in and listen. The call-in number is 515-602-9725. Hit me up if you would like to talk about anything, any subject you would like to co-host with us on. Hit me up. I'm open to all that. We did 90 minutes straight talk, guys. That's all I'm saying. 90 minutes straight talk, Tay.
Yes.
No interruptions. No interruptions.
Yes.
But that's what it's all about. We come together as adults. Black, white, purple, pink. We came together as adults. And I think this was an awesome, awesome show. You can also check out the playback. You can download the show. We're on iTunes as well. You can go to my website, heartsexposedheart.com, and you can actually listen to the beginning of the show if you missed the show. Share with your friends, key about it, all that good stuff. So everybody, enjoy the week, and I will see y'all next week right here on Not On Purpose Radio. Good night.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.